Well, I want to start by wishing all the fathers a happy Father's Day that are here. And all of you who are fathers, we'd like you to stand so that we can give you our unity blessing. And never take this blessing. It's really good. So if you'll please stand. Yay, look at them. Look at all our nice men here. Yay. And we just want to thank you for, well, let me do the blessing first, and then I'll say something else. Remember our unity blessing? We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and behold the Christ in you. Okay, together. We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to say that being a father, being a dad, is not an easy job, and you gave so much. You worked so hard so that your kids could have a good life, and many of you, I think most fathers, I'm going to cry, want their kids to have an even better life than they had, and I think that all of you here have done a wonderful job, and you've made a difference in your kids' lives, but also in everybody's life they touch. So thank you for all those years and all the things, and some of you are still doing, and the grandfathers and the great-grandfathers. I mean, we're still busy. You still have work to do. So again, we do appreciate you, and we appreciate fathers all over. Thank you. Okay, well, there's something on my heart that I really want to talk about that I'm very aware, I don't know if you are, of how much suffering there is in the world. I can't go anywhere. I can't be in any group of people. Then they're not talking to me about how awful everything is. And it really weighs us down sometimes, doesn't it? And we really get discouraged. I think we just can't imagine why people would go into us and shoot innocent people, or go into a school where children are there, innocent children, innocent people, by the way, in the supermarket too, who are just living their lives. And of course, the war in Ukraine with all the devastation that's happened there, the destruction of homes and lives, and people can't even live there anymore. The ones who are still fortunate enough to be alive are having to leave. So that weighs heavy on our hearts. And why does that weigh heavy on our hearts? Because all those people are us. We are all one. And what happens to one person on some maybe minute level happens to all of us. So that's why I think that I grieve and I feel sad. Is it's not just for those people, and many of them I don't know, but they're all me and they're all you. So, but I don't want to stay stuck in that. Because that's what we do. I mean, that's what we do. That's what our talk is about. You know, you get in a conversation and people are talking about what's wrong. Not just that stuff, but they're complaining because it's too hot. Or they're complaining because it's too cold, or it's not raining enough, or it's raining too much. Or those people aren't doing what I think they ought to be doing. Do any of you relate to any of that? Are all of you totally happy and content with how other people are acting? Raise your hands if you are content. Okay. So we have a big deal going on. We have a big deal, but I came to bring you good news of great joy. And it's funny because I'm remembering when that came to me, the scripture was when they were telling about Jesus' birth. You know, I come telling you news of great joy. And I'm telling you news of great joy because I think often we get so down and so discouraged and so feeling hopeless that we forget that we are the place where God is. We are the place. We are the place. We are the ones we're waiting for. Are we waiting for those people out there to change, for people not to do the evil things they're doing? Well, you're going to wait a long time. And that's why you're discouraged if you're expecting that. But the good news of great joy is that we can make a huge difference. And you go, how can I make a difference? you know, I'm just here, this little person in St. Charles County, and I'm just a nobody. No, you're not. Every Sunday in this church, we sing, "Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with who? Me." And people don't want to hear that, by the way. They go, "I want them all to change. You know, they need to get better, not me. Don't tell me something else I have to do, right?" Well, the only place that peace is ever going to come into your life is when it comes into your mind and into your heart and into your words and into your actions. There is no other way there's going to be peace on earth. It's not going to happen. And it takes all of us. It takes every single one of us to do our part, as small as it may seem. Just the number of people we have here, if all of us were consciously doing that, making it, we can't do it, I can't do it 24/7, but make a conscious effort, more than we have been, to think about being the place where God is and being the expression of God that we are, being who we were created to be. And how do we do that? Not by just hearing somebody say that on a Sunday morning. Although that's good. That's better than not hearing it. But it takes us taking it with us at the time. And when we do that, we become aware how much God loves us. God is loving you with a love you can't even imagine. You think you love your child or you love someone else? Oh, that's beautiful. And that's an expression of God's love. God loves you even more than that. God loves you always, unconditionally. There's nothing you have ever done or said that God doesn't still love you. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? So first of all, I've been working on this for a while now because I don't often feel loved. I don't love myself all the time. And if I don't love myself, how in the world am I going to love you? You know, if I'm beating up on myself and telling myself everything I do wrong and that I don't get right, do you think that I'm in a consciousness that I'm going to be able to love you? I think it's hard. So what I am doing is spending a lot more of my days. I'm not wasting any more of my days. My life is about feeling God's presence, feeling God's love, feeling God's joy. And in that way, I'm extending it then to you so then I can see beyond the things that may irritate me about you. Does anybody get irritated by anybody? But am I the only one? Okay. Do you make it through a whole day without getting irritated with somebody? Okay. So, I mean, maybe it's the TV set you're irritated at. I mean, you know, or maybe it's somebody you live with. I mean, who knows what it is? But all of that blocks. It all blocks God flowing through you. It all blocks you feeling God's love flowing through you. It all blocks you extending God's love to anybody else. So the work is to do something with those irritations, right? And I do this, by the way, because I do get irritated at least once a day, probably. No, not with him. Maybe sometimes. But he's no longer a person who irritates me like he used to. So I think that, I'm sorry, honey. He probably would rather not be here because I kind of pick on him. But anyway, I have found something that really helps me. When I know that I'm going to be with somebody who irritates me, I'd like you to get your Wings a songbook out. They're in front of you. And I'd like you to turn to page 64. This is how I deal with a situation that I know I'm going to have before I even get somewhere. For example, I go on this meeting and there's a woman who irritates me, right? So before the meeting, I have to do this so that I've got my mind where I want to be. You know, I want to be connected to God. I want to feel God's love and I want to be able to express it. So here we go. So what we're going to do, I'm going to hold the Christ in you. What is the Christ like? Is that something to be irritated at? Building up your resentment and your irritation. How about softening it with this? This is how you're going to bring peace, by the way, to your mind and to the world. I behold the Christ in you. I can see this as you walk. I see this in all you do. I behold God's love expressed. Are you thinking they're expressing God? Remember, it could be just your perception. Have you ever been with somebody who isn't irritated by the same person you are? Nobody shaking their head, yes. Okay. I can see you filled with power. And then we need to do it again. You know, you do it again. They're still irritating. It's like, do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Because how often have we found fault with people? How often have we held on to something they've said or done? Years and years and years later. It's about being in this moment and being aware of God in you in this moment. Now, I gave it to you because I'm a visual learner, so it helps me to see something instead of just hearing someone say something. So I invite you, as I go through this, world healing meditation has been transforming for me in my life. Years ago, even before I was a minister, I think, I did a world healing service at First Unity Church when I was going there, and we've done them here. But it's done on, I want to say, December 31st, early in the morning, like at 6 a.m. or some really, people actually came, believe it or not. And I have done this, I used to do this every day. I used to do this world healing meditation for myself every day. It's transforming. So I invite you to allow it to nourish and nurture you and to realize that this is how we are going to change the world. This is how, with our thoughts, with our hearts, with our words, and with our actions, we are going to be stronger than all these people who are killing and doing really, really tragic things that are harming so many innocent people. So we are the ones we're waiting for. Here we go. In the beginning, God. Aha. Who's behind all this? Within this? God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Now, right now, this minute, is the time of the new beginning. We are co-creators with God. And it's a new heaven that comes as the goodwill of God is expressed on earth through me, through you, through us. It is the kingdom of light, love, peace, and understanding. And I am doing my part to reveal its reality. I begin with me. I am a living soul. And the Spirit of God dwells in me as me. Do you get that? Do you really know that the Spirit of God dwells in you as you? If you don't know it, please get it. I and the Father are one, and all that the Father has is mine. In truth, I am the Christ of God. Let's say that together. I am the Christ of God. What is true of me is true of everyone, for God is all and all is God. I see only the Spirit of God in every soul. And to every man, woman, and child on earth, I say, I love you, for you are me. Can you turn to somebody around you and say that? I love you, for you are me. I love you, for you are me. Yeah. Did everybody find somebody to say that to? It doesn't count if you didn't. We can't go on. Okay. All right. You are my holy self. I now open my heart and let the pure essence of unconditional love pour out. I see it as a golden light radiating from the center of my being, and I feel its divine vibration in and through me, above and below me. I am one with the light. I am filled with the light. I am illumined by the light. I am the light of the world. And remember the scripture that Jesus gave in Matthew 5, 14 through 16? You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid, No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it on a bushel basket, under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Okay, with purpose of mind, I send forth the light. I let the radiance go before me to join the other lights. I know this is happening all over the world at this moment. Isn't that exciting? Because we're doing this. It's going out to our neighbors here. It's going out to our families. It's going out to everybody. And it's going out to everybody in the whole world. I like to say the plants and the animals, too. It's going out to everyone. Okay. I see the merging lights. There is now one light. We are the light of the world. The one light of love, peace, and understanding is moving. It flows across the face of the earth, touching and illuminating every soul in the shadow of the illusion. And where there was darkness, light of reality. And the radiance grows, permeating, saturating every form of life. There is only the vibration of one perfect life now. All the kingdoms of the earth respond, and the planet is alive with light and love. Let's take a moment to feel that, to imagine that, that the entire planet is alive with light and love. I hope you're smiling as you think about that. There is total oneness, and in this oneness we speak the word. Let the sense of separation be dissolved. Let humankind be returned to Godkind. Let peace come forth in every mind. Let love flow forth from every heart. Let forgiveness reign in every soul. Let understanding be the common bond. And now, from the light of the world, the one presence and power of the universe responds. The activity of God is healing and harmonizing planet Earth. Omnipotence, God's power, is made manifest. I am seeing the salvation of the planet before my very eyes, as all false beliefs and error patterns are dissolved. The sense of separation is no more. The healing has taken place, and the world is restored to sanity. This is the beginning of peace on earth and goodwill toward all. As love flows forth from every heart, forgiveness reigns in every soul. And all hearts and minds are one in perfect understanding. It is done, and it is so. How many people feel a little better? How many people feel that there's something that you can do? That you can change this world, and the world is waiting for you and for me, for us as a spiritual community, because we're all together hearing this, right? And we know it's possible, but it requires time. It requires our making time in our day to say this out loud, you know, to talk to God, to listen to God, to make God more a part of our everyday life. Because the news is there, the people are telling you everything that's wrong. That's all going on. And it is going on, by the way. We're not saying it isn't. That's really important. But what we do is we let it take us over. We let it take over so much of our lives. And I'm inviting you to join me as I invite God, and seeing you with love, feeling God's love and joy and peace for me. I have to feel that first. And then extending it to you, you know, seeing the Christ in you, seeing beyond, and in life, what's happening, seeing beyond that every person who is doing these things that are harming people, the Christ is just buried in the darkness in them. They aren't seeing the light, and they need us to see the light and to call that light forth. It's either how does that go? It's a call. It is a love, or it's a call for love. What is that? Does somebody know how that goes? I forgot in the moment. In other words, people are either loving or they're calling out for love. That says it. people are either loving, and we don't want to deal with those people who are not being loving, right? However, love is what heals. And so I think I want to continue to keep connecting with God throughout my day. I mean, I do this throughout the day. And the prayer that I got, I spoke here a couple years ago, and I love it every time I speak. Usually I have a lot more time to prepare, but every time I speak, God gives me something that changes my life and it stays with me. So 2 years ago, I think it was Palm Sunday, I was given this prayer, God, take me over. Take me over. Think through me your thoughts. Speak through me your words. Act through me your actions for your glory, for my healing and the healing of the world. Say that every morning when I get up. I get up at 5 and I go for a walk every morning, and I say that all the time, plus the 23rd Psalm, plus the 12 power quickening things. I'm busy. Plus a blessing for all beings, that all beings are filled with loving kindness, that all beings are safe and protected, that all beings are healthy and strong, that all beings are peaceful and at ease, and that all beings are happy. That's how I start my day. And I go back to that through the day. And that's why my life is not consumed with the awful. The awful happens. I was a little stressed this morning because I couldn't get the other mic to work. But they don't last. They don't last. Where before, I would have gone on and on about that for weeks. You know, I don't need to do that anymore, neither do you. So we are the ones. You are the one. I'm the one who the world is waiting for. And I brought you good news of great joy. God bless you. Okay. Now, this is my favorite part of the service, favorite part of my life. This is the time we have for meditation. But before we begin, let's affirm together our Lord's Prayer. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So I invite you to take some nice, easy, gentle breaths. I need to do that all the time because I'm tense a lot. So I invite you to take some nice, easy, gentle breaths. And when you exhale, just let any tension you might be feeling in your body or in your thoughts, just kind of let them go, just for now. And as you breathe in, be aware that God actually is holding you. You are being tenderly held, cherished, adored. You are God's beloved. And allow yourself to rest in God's loving arms. The world can be hard, it can be difficult, but God is always waiting to hold us. Always waiting to comfort us, to soothe us, to calm us. So allow yourself to feel that love of God and feel it really as a balm or a healing life coming in the top of your head, flowing down your face, down your neck, your shoulders, down your arms and your hands, down the front of your body, down the back of your body, down your legs, and your feet and toes. And if you have a physical healing need today, feel that healing life flowing through every cell of your body, cleansing, purifying, and healing everything that's unlike perfect wholeness. And if you have a healing need in your thoughts, in your mind, or your emotions, feel that healing life and presence of God moving through all your thoughts, moving through all your emotions, and just dissolving and dissipating anything that's unlike love and joy and peace. That power of God in you is continually cleansing, purifying, and renewing not only your body, but also your thoughts. And if you're holding on to a grievance or an irritation, allow yourself to let God take that away for you. And please don't grab it back. If you grab it back, let God take it away again. Because God is continually flowing through you every second, every breath. And you are being made whole every moment. And you will forget. And you will go back to the habits. And you will go back to the feeling of separation and protection from people and what they did. All you need do then is to take your mind and turn it right back to God's healing presence flowing through you. God's going to do the work, but you have to let him, her, it. You have to be open and receptive so you feel God's love for you and you stop beating up on yourself. And you just feel yourself so loved, so cherished, so adored. So I invite you to rest in the silence with no thoughts except ones of God loving, cherishing, and adoring you in the silence. And I invite you to bring a smile to your lips, because if you did feel God's love, sure makes me smile. If you did feel God's peace and God's joy, and if you didn't feel it this morning, I invite you to continually go and let God hold you and really imagine what it would be like to be loved, cherished, and adored. And for this opportunity to know this for ourselves and now to extend that love of God that we are, the peace and the joy, to everybody around you in this sanctuary, to everybody in our neighborhood, to everyone in the community, the state, the nation, and the world. Feel that light moving across the face of the earth, touching and illuminating every soul in the shadow of the illusion. And where there is darkness, there is now the light of reality. And the radiance grows, permeating, saturating every form of life. There is only the vibration of one perfect life now. All the kingdoms of the earth respond, and the planet is alive with light and love. And for the opportunity to be part of the healing of ourselves, each other, and the world, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.